We start this hour at the state capitol, where state lawmakers today are set to debate bills that would allow nearly all Arizona public school students to use taxpayer money to attend private schools. The bills had been stalled for several weeks, but the measures to expand the state's Empowerment Scholarship Account, or ESA, program are on both House and Senate calendars today. With me to explain what got the bills unstuck is Ben Giles of the Arizona Capitol Times. Hey, Ben.
How you doing?
Good. So what changes, presumably there will be changes to these bills to win the necessary support in both chambers. Do we have a sense of what kind of amendments we might be looking at today?
Presumably, yes, there will be. We don't know the details of those amendments. Those aren't revealed to anyone but lawmakers until the Senate and House get to the floor at about 10 a.m. this morning. But what we've heard from the swing voters, so to speak, on this bill, moderate Republicans whose votes are necessary to push it over the edge, given Democrats assumed unanimous opposition to these bills, is perhaps a little bit more accountability, but I think more importantly, a cap on the number of students who could eventually enroll in the program. As you said, the bill, as written now, would open it up to all Arizona students and incoming kindergartners in about 4 years. And that's left a lot of lawmakers concerned, particularly given some studies that show just how much that would cost the state general fund. It is more expensive in terms of general fund dollars that the state has to spend to send a child to a parochial school than it is a public school. So to expand it to all, that's got some lawmakers worried that that's a big ticket item that they might not be able to afford. Perhaps a cap on the growth of the program could get it across the finish line today.
You referenced the cost, and the Joint Legislative Budget Committee, the legislature's budget analysts, reported earlier this year that if, you know, depending on how many students and families use these ESAs, the cost could be in the tens of millions of dollars to the general fund, which seemed to go really against the arguments of a lot of supporters, which were that this program will actually save the state money. So it sounds like the caps, and as you reported and your colleagues in the Cap Times reported, a number of Republicans were concerned about the potential growth and the cost of it, and were talking about potentially extending the cap, which is right now set to expire.
Right. And you know, those estimates are obviously a little theoretical because we don't know how many students will take advantage of it. But you know, what we do know is that there's about 5,500 student cap right now. And JLBC took a look at the percentage of students in public schools who've been taking advantage of that now and tried to extrapolate that out over the entire, you know, million student public school population that Arizona has. And even a small growth, a 1 to 2% growth in the program, would really put tens of millions of dollars in jeopardy from the general fund. So a cap that doesn't expand it to all, and maybe grows it by 5,000, 10,000. I don't know exactly what the proposal will be, but what we've heard from lawmakers who are concerned about that cost is more incremental growth in the program rather than expanding it to all. A strict cap on growth would really help them vote for it and get this bill out of the House and Senate.
You mentioned potential accountability measures. What kinds of things would lawmakers like to see in the area of accountability?
That's really unclear because at least the lawmakers that I've spoken with, particularly in the Senate, haven't mentioned accountability as much when they talk about these two particular bills, Senate Bill 1431 and House Bill 2394, are the ones to watch today. But that has frequently been a complaint, especially from the strong opponents of vouchers, is that it's been difficult to track how the money is being spent and what little audits there have been done of the program found a fair amount of abuse of those dollars by parents. So there could be a bone thrown in there and an amendment. And there's also other bills that have been held up at the Capitol that are ostensibly accountability measures for the Empowerment Scholarship Program. But that's pretty unclear to me at this point what might be amended to these bills to provide some extra measures of care and caution for how these dollars are spent.
Lots to watch at the Capitol today. Ben Giles of the Arizona Capitol Times. Thanks as always, Ben.
Thanks.